Well, welcome back again to our thought for the day. And as we open our Bibles today, let's pray. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak just now. Some message to meet my need which thou only dost know. Speak now through thy holy word and make me see some wonderful truth thou hast to show to me. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our verse today is verse 7. Paul is writing directly to Philemon. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Well, in this verse, Paul is drawing to a close of the letter's introductions. He's getting ready for the big therefore at the beginning of the next verse. Back in verse 4, Paul commended Philemon specifically for his faith in the Lord Jesus and his love for all of the Lord's people. And now here in verse 7, we find Philemon's love for Christ has two effects. First, it's given Paul joy and encouragement. It's as if news of Philemon's love for Christ has sent a beam of happiness straight into Paul's dreary cell, and thereby giving the suffering apostle something to sing about. I wonder if that's the effect we have on our Christian brothers and sisters. Well, it certainly won't if our hearts are too easily focused on criticisms and complaints. We need to pray that through the work of God's Holy Spirit, we too will dispatch beams of joy to those brothers and sisters who cross our path each day, that we will bring them joy and encouragement into their Christian lives. Well, there are 101 different ways of doing that, but we will need the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit to do it. Second, we read that Philemon has refreshed the hearts of the saints, of the Lord's people. What a lovely phrase that is. The word in the original has the meaning that Philemon doesn't just do this once, he goes on refreshing the Lord's people. And the word rendered refreshed has military overtones. It's speaking of an army resting up after a long march. Philemon is someone who brings peace to troubled and weary souls. He's a peacemaker. Philemon's servant heart serves the hearts of others and encourages them. That's why Paul calls him a brother, a term he uses four times in this letter to refer variously to Timothy, Philemon and Onesimus. Well, thus far, Philemon has been described as something of a stellar saint. But if you know the letter, you'll know that his biggest test is just about to unfold. And the Lord has, as it were, been preparing him for this very moment. And we too should be those who pray to God that he will prepare us for whatever spiritual tests lie ahead. Because God will always answer and honour such prayers. Let's pray. Gracious God and loving Father, we pray that we might be those who bring encouragement and joy to other believers in Christ. Lord, that our love for you and our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ might show forth to your praise and glory and might serve the needs of others. Lord, we ask it for your praise and glory. Amen.